Hi, Smart Community friends. I'm back with another bonus episode of the Smart Community Podcast, sharing various guest answers to the question, where to next for smart cities and communities? And this time, I'm sharing with you the answers from these guests. Dan Barr from episode 330, Jessica Caldry from 332, Bonnie Shaw from 333, Mike Day from episode 334, and Michael Wanyama from episode 335. Being the end of our Mobility March series, there's a strong mobility theme, particularly with ideas for transport and town planning and policy decisions that impact all of our communities. But the main theme that comes through in the guest answers is around getting communities engaged and building their literacy in how they can play a role in shaping the communities they are a part of. This includes getting involved ourselves in our own local groups, using data to make better decisions, and also making sure that policies and resources are there to support our bottom-up community design ambitions. As Dan Barr says, we'll be able to use the technology in the future to help us build more democratic places that have community input to how we live. As always, we hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed making it.
Welcome to the smart community, smart regions, smart towns, and smart cities. It's where we live, work, and play. With smart communities, the future starts today. Big data, smart mobility, emerging trends galore. The Smart Community Podcast is what you're looking for.
So where to next for smart cities and communities?
I hope that we are able to use technology to inform decision-making in cities that make them more livable. And I think also, and like we talked about earlier, I hope that we are able to use technology to help us respond to what appears to be a changing climate. And I hope that we can use it to make better development decisions and protect assets that we spend a lot of time and effort on. And I also, probably the other thing is that I think that we'll be able to use technology in the future to help us build more democratic places that have community input to how we live, but in a really streamlined way, something that we're still able to get on with doing what we need to do, but we ensure that we have, because I think, and again, democracy, I think it's becoming, has to be an integral part of how we move forward. And I think we can use technology to support that.
Yeah, it goes like that's kind of full circle what we were talking about earlier, is that streamlined approach and having those channels that are really easily available for people. And there's multiple channels because not everyone's going to use the same one, but how is that, you know, collated in the middle and, you know, aggregated, you know, the data aggregated or the information aggregated, and how, and again, like you said, we need to continue to move forward and make decisions, but how can we get that information that we need from the community? And the community also feel like they have been able to input and that they have made a difference, because, you know, that's value, because otherwise they won't keep doing it, because they'll go, oh, what's the point? Like, I'm not doing anything. So, yeah, I think there's some big challenges and, we're moving towards that, and I'm excited to be, you know, going to Barcelona, and I know that, you know, they've done lots in this space as well. But, yeah, what will that look like in the future?
So where to next for smart cities and communities?
I think that with all these ambitions to have very bottom-up community design, we should, I suppose, look at how that functions on a day-to-day local level. So supporting community groups, decision-making locally, advocacy. So since I've moved back to Melbourne, I'm trying to get involved in some local community groups and think about, obviously, you know, all these changes are happening. There's always new innovations, new technologies, and what does that mean for my locality, and how can I help understand how to address that for people who need support in our community? So I think that, yeah, next for smart communities, I think people should go local and really see, you know, not just from a tall perspective, oh, we need more community-centered stuff, but just being involved in day-to-day things, you know, around home. And I think that's something that would be really nice for people to connect into as they potentially have more time on their hands.
Where to next for smart communities?
I really hope that we can continue progressing this sort of knowledge building and trust building and relationship building among people and grow this literacy in how people think about the technologies that they're using every day and play a role in shaping the places and communities that they're part of.
Love it. I love it. Where to next for smart communities?
Where to next? Actually, we really have a broader vision. We want to make sure that once our people are conversant of how we can make our roads safer, how we can reduce the emissions from transportation, we want to be able to be part of the pioneers for intelligent transport systems in Africa. So we want to start with this kind of low technology kind of activities and then go on, you know, build it. By the time Africa gets to have test autonomous vehicles, you know, and such things, by the time that happens, we want to be part of that. So we are just trying to first dealing with, you know, the elephant in the room, you know, dealing with the issues we have from the source first. And then once we have gained traction, we see impact, then we will be moving, because even ourselves, we would want to have our own capacity built in a way that we can tap into the new mobility trends that are happening within other developed countries. We want to be able to use elements like AI to predict, accident rates, to map out hotspots, black spots in our road infrastructure. You know, when we are doing roads, when you look, so many things. So we need to integrate the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and like the way the developed world is doing. We would want to be part of that. But right now, we are still focusing on this. And then we also want to be sure that what is next for our program as a smart city, we want to be sure that at least the most essential services are accessible by everyone in the community. We have, and also for the urban planning of the city to be structured. For instance, right now, when you come to Kampala, it's very, very easy to find a garage where they are doing open auto body spraying in the open air. They're doing a lot of idling, you know, the poor waste management. And then this garage is very next to a preschool or a children's clinic. You know, a child is born and they breathe toxicity or just with their very first breath. So we want to cause change, at least with the news, because Uganda recently created about 8 new cities. They are still small towns, but they have city status. And we would want, as urban planning and development is happening for these cities, for some elements to be put in place. So at least whoever is in community is having their right, to clean air, clean water, and they have access to basic services without having to go through a lot of hassle. So that's part of our vision for the next smart community within our society.
The Smart Community Podcast is brought to you by My Smart Community. If you're looking for support in podcast strategy and production, workshop design and facilitation, or communication and media advisory, get in touch. Email hello@mysmart.community or head to www.mysmart.community.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart Community Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes are available on our website, mysmart.community/podcast. If you have any questions for us or any of our guests, you can email hello@mysmart.community. You can also find us on the socials. We are on LinkedIn and Twitter @smartcomhq. That's com with 2 M's. If you are enjoying the podcast, please hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we would love for you to leave us a rating and review at wherever you listen. This really helps us reach more ears and eyes, so thank you for your support. As always, we hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed making it.
The Smart Community Podcast is what you're looking for.